been a while, hasn't it?
Just a few days, really. Like, not that long.
That rolled into weeks. That rolled into...
months. Yeah, literally 2 months.
Oh, literally my God. 2 months. Oh, my God.
Disgraceful. But that's not how we're marketing it. This is season two. We planned season on taking two. That break. We this planned it.
Yeah. We're, like, so smart. You know,
that wasn't a complete...
disorganized.
That wasn't a complete fuck-up accident where we just didn't realise how much time had passed. No, not at all. We planned it. We are back for season two. Better than ever. And professionals.
Like, realistically, what is time?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It is a social construct.
So, look, it's grand.
Yeah. I'm not late. You're late.
It's fine.
I'm actually exactly on time. You just were really early.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Much like most men, we don't come when you expect us to.
Oh my God.
Well, do you know what? That ties in so funnily to this story. That ties in so funnily to this story. So, funnily? Is that a word?
Do you know what it is today? Fuck it.
It is funnily. Funnily.
Funnily, yeah.
Is it? Or do I just say it really odd so it doesn't sound like it's a word?
I think it's the context that you used it in isn't quite grammatically correct. But you'd say something like funnily enough. Like funnily enough it ties into the story.
Yeah. I can't even remember what I said.
It ties in funnily to the story, I think. Something like that. Unimportant.
Stupid shit. Anyway.
Unimportant.
I've gone so brain dead lately. Like on the tram this morning going to work, I had one of the most embarrassing thoughts I've ever had in my life. As in, right, I seen this man wearing these shoes, right? And I was like, oh my God, they're like flip-flops, but just covered. And I just totally forgot the word that like slippers existed. I'm like, oh my God, they're covered flip-flops. And then I sat there so mortified for my life.
Closed toe slides.
That's exactly what went through my brain.
Is that what moccasins are or moccasins something else?
She's
literally picturing, you know, like closed toe slides as in slides. But no,
yeah.
So oh no, moccasins are very much something else. Never mind.
No,
they're them real ugly fucking shoes.
I'm so embarrassed with myself. I'm telling you, I just have no brain cells left.
Listen, we've all been there. It's fine.
Just been in the pits of stupidity.
Like me referring to one leg of jeans as a jean because it wasn't plural. And that made the most sense to me at the time that I said it until I realised that's just not how it works.
No, it's really not. Silly bitch.
It happens to us
absolute
all.
Silly bitch.
Fuck you, closed-toe flip-flops. Nobody has
to. Fuck it. I'm blaming the fact that it was 6:30 in the morning.
Moving forward, speaking of devils and premature ejaculation.
Mm-hmm.
We are back. We are organised. We have a schedule. We actually do this time. We're not lying like we used to at the end of all of our other episodes. No, we actually do.
I have Microsoft Excel this shit.
Spreadsheets. Timestamps.
Colour-coded.
Honestly.
Dated. Timestamped.
If we are not going to be here every week. No, I will. I'll throw myself out the window. I've said it enough. It's time to do it. I'm making that promise.
Okay, but you live...
Except
well,
for weeks that we have
top
to
top floor.
Obviously.
It has to be top floor.
Yeah, I'm currently on the second story, so I'm like, I'm imagining that window right there.
You're at least breaking legs, at least.
Yeah, at least. Because there's also a nice little, like, balcony thing, you know, the French balconies.
Yeah,
I can flip my legs over it, so I do a nice couple of rounds, so I make sure I scramble myself on the way down.
Sorry, the idea of you is like keeping your legs straight like you're an Olympic fucking diver.
The neighbours are on their balconies like, nine. Like, that deserved a 10, you bitch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, but we can't promise that this shit won't happen anymore, because it will. We'll just keep taking the piss out of ourselves, because we find it funny. But alas, we'll at least be organised and back every week with a story. And Lizzie, would you like to tell our listeners what the fuck we're finally coming back with?
Obviously, because it's season two, we have taken... a 2 month break, so embarrassed, don't look at us. Anyway, you have to come back with something decent.
We fucked
it severely. But we can't come back with bollocks. Like, no half-arsed. Well, I can't promise my part isn't half-arsed, you know, because it is me. right? I'm just saying, right?
Coming back with fucking cryptids. Yeah, we're like,
something not shite, because we've great time for them.
No, yeah. But something a bit more bitches. Serious. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
One of the bigger bitches, and by Christ, if this man is not one of the biggest ratbag bitches I have ever read about in my entire life.
And for any of our out of Ireland listeners that will come back, please come back, that doesn't understand how heavy of an insult a ratbag bitch is, believe me, it carries weight.
Highest.
It really, yeah.
Form.
We mean it with full venom.
It's just, it's very disrespectful.
Yeah. And it's like, you have to say it with pure venom as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't just say
it. Yeah, you couldn't be like, oh, stop, you ratbag bitch. Like, it's not, you fucking ratbag bitch.
You ratbag bitch. Yeah.
No, you have to mean it. Like, it has to come from the chest.
Exactly.
So when you start feeling like heated and angry, that's how you're going to feel about this cunt. Should I tell you who he is?
Let's do it.
Andre Chikatilo, the butcher of Rostov. And when I tell you, this man makes me sick. I know when, like, you're looking at pictures of these people, sometimes a lot of them look, like, unassuming. Mm. Every photo of this man, he looks fucking deranged. Like, you can tell. There's one of him smiling, and I swear, I can't look at it. It unnerves me so much. Like, so fucking much.
The one when he has no teeth?
Yes. And he's gummy fucking a smile.
Does it count as a smile if you have no teeth?
Like, he has teeth, but they're, like, baby teeth. I can't tell if they're, like, worn down or he has, like, no gums. Yeah, they're, like, I'm not sure
how
which.
Would you describe it? It's like if you had two raw McDonald's
it's fucking like
burgers.
He has,
no, like, like how flat they are. They're his gums. Mm-hmm. Ew.
And then just like little baby teeth poking out. They're so short.
It's actually I feel like I've never seen his teeth. I've seen Andre Chikatilo, but not his teeth.
You don't want to either, if I'm being honest. They're a bit of a sight of sore eyes.
I really don't think I do. No, because then I'm just going to have the need to go and brush my own teeth so I don't end up with teeth you like that. What? And I don't have time for
as
that
as soon
right
as
now.
I was talking about them, I started licking my own teeth just to make sure they were still there.
Okay, so for the first time in many months, let's dive in.
Between the years of 1978 to 1989, Andre Chikatilo brutally slaughtered 52 women and children and apparently had confessed to killing way more. And he was solely based in the Ukraine. So Andre was born in the Ukraine in 1936 to Anna and Roman Chikatilo. And according to some reports, Andre was actually born with hydrocephalus, water on the brain, which caused him to have a urinary tract problems that ended up leading him to wet the bed continuously even until he was a teenager. So that caused many issues.
That's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure if it, like, if there's water on your brain, surely that has to do some sort of damage to, like, some part of it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't expect it to be, like, your piss. You know what I mean? Motor functions. Like, my arms will just literally spaz out randomly and I, like, throw shit out of my hands out of nowhere. Like, that I'd expect, but pissing yourself is very interesting.
Yeah.
Tragic, but interesting.
But also, other problems would develop, potentially due to this. But Andre grew up during World War II, right? So he was having a shit time. And for whatever reason, he used to share a bed with his ma. So I know, like, they were very poor. Like, they were very, very poor. But obviously, like, he was pissing in the bed. So anytime he was going to sleep,
so he was just pissing on his ma.
He was pissing on his ma, and she used to beat the ever-loving shit out of him. And instead of, like, bringing him to a doctor, I know, look, times are tough, literally, because we're in the middle of a crisis, we're in the middle of a war, there might be not many doctors, you know. But she just beat him instead of, like, trying to figure out what the problem was, even though knowing that he was born with a brain condition type thing.
Which horse historically makes bedwetting worse as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd expect
literally
that,
psychologically,
like,
proven.
Oh, like, 100%. But, like, she was a bit of a loon herself, was Anna. Like, so when Andre was, like, very, very small, like, I'm talking, like, 5 or 6 small, she used to tell him that he actually had an older brother, but he was kidnapped and murdered by cannibals and eaten. But, it's kind of not too far-fetched, because at the time, a lot of people within the Soviet Union were actually starving to death and would resort to cannibalism in the 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
And there was rumours that, like, something similar actually did happen to, like, a cousin of his that he did know. So he just kind of believed what his man was saying. But at the same time, he wasn't overly scared. Like, it kind of freaked him out a little bit. But then at the same time, he's like, oh, this is kind of fucking cool. Like, what? My brother was eaten, like, type shit. Like, he wasn't absolutely appalled and traumatised. But his mum still thought this was an okay thing to tell a 6-year-old.
Yeah, you know. Like,
so
okay,
not great influences. And then because he grew up in like such a poor area, a lot of his neighbours were like starving to death, so he could literally be walking down his little village and just see a neighbour dead, rotten in the street. So like a lot of grisly sights at such a young age, you know, so he was exposed to like a lot of violence and gore and death at a very like impressionable developing age. So, you know, it's not going to be great for him, you know?
Yeah, not even in the way that it's normally framed for us when we're young. If somebody dies, it's like a big sad event and all holy and sacred and all of that shit. Mm-mm. It's just like, oh yeah, that's normal.
Yeah.
That's just dead Jerry. Yeah. He's there every day.
He was there scrambling for water yesterday. Dead now.
Just dead Jerry.
Just dead Jerry.
Yeah.
Giving directions to someone turn left at the dead body.
Like,
you know.
Right at the cannibals.
Oh my God.
It's like on like Mount Everest. They have like, okay, after green boots, you have, you know.
I guarantee you.
The red jacket.
That definitely had to have fucking happened at some point. Somewhere. Like, do we're here where it was just like, well, kind of normalised. We're like, all right, okay. Someone's strolling in through town, malnourished as fuck, is just waking their way through town, looking for directions. Like, right, okay. Like you were saying, turn left at green boots. Keep on going up a bit further. There's one in a red jacket. Go over that bridge and you're there. Has to have happened. Because I feel like if we think it has to have happened.
Same. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. If you get to the one in the blue jeans, you've gone too far.
You've gone way too far. So I'm sure, as a lot of people know, or maybe they don't, maybe I'm just assuming, but in September of 1941, the Nazis had occupied Ukraine. And Roman, Andrei's father, then had left to fight for the Soviet Union. However, within a few short weeks, he was captured and kept as a prisoner of war. But he was kept until 1945, when it ended. And upon release, like, nobody was really happy to have him back, in a sense that it was seen as like a great shame, because you lasted this long, you're too close to enemy lines, you could have been corrupted. If you would have died, you're a war hero, but you come back, people are like a little bit sus of you, and they kind of just see you as useless. So like other men that from, to say, like their village, for example, that would have went off, would have died, like they were known around the village, oh, they were such a hero, tribute to their country, all this kind of shite. But sure, when Roman came back, did everyone thought he was like a big freak? It's very
like
bad.
Imagine that. Imagine forcing yourself to survive in the horrendous fucking conditions of a prisoner of war camp.
To come back and everybody kind
being
of
tortured by the Nazis. And then and then you come back and you're like, I finally made it back to my family and my friends, all of my loved ones, and they're like, ew,
embarrassing.
Nazi spy.
And you know what, like, Andre was so fucking shameful of this. Like, he was beyond embarrassed by his father. Like, he just couldn't fucking stand the sight of it. And he saw this as like another thing he was going to be bullied for, because bless him, he was really going through it at school. Like, he's very awkward, very shy, chubby little lad who had,
sounds like piss,
noticeable titties.
Oh no.
Yeah, so,
oh, he was a truffle shuffler. Mm-hmm.
But like, he ended up,
what tents did he have?
He had not a singular one, because the kids ended up giving him a nickname. And he was dubbed Baba, after Baba Yaga, or the boogie woman. No, honestly. This old,
oh my God,
saggy boogie woman. So the kids were basically saying that he had tits like an old one. And like, props for creative points, okay? But like, come on. That's just bad form.
Honestly.
It's bad form. Honestly. It's bad form. Like, what could you do about it realistically? Like, but he was,
that's
also
almost as bad as what, as, oh my God, what did they call Wonkai?
Wonkai? Who's that?
The one, the fucking Ed Gein.
Oh, bollocks. What did they call him?
Oh.
Oh my God, no, because I remember this killed me the last
time. Mm-hmm. That's why I was like, oh, he had a nickname. I'm so ready, because we were like, honestly, props.
What was that?
Saggy Baggy Eye. So we've saggy baggy eye and saggy baggy tits now.
That's so embarrassing.
But he was then also relentlessly bullied, because one day he was going to the toilet using the urinal, as one boy does, right? Mm-hmm. But another little lad had just glanced over and noticed that he had like a funny shaped foreskin, and of course didn't the child go out and tell everybody else?
For fuck's sake.
What do you, how do you have a funny shaped foreskin? What does that even mean?
Girls, God only knows. This might have been completely fine. But he's like, right, okay, I'm telling everybody the joke shaped funny. And sure, well then, didn't everybody just take the divine piss out of him?
So, Baba has a wonky foreskin, lads. Like,
but what's the bet of, like, your man that saw it maybe has a funny
probably
one?
And he thought that,
and then like, mine
potentially
look like that.
Potentially,
I mean, having a look at fucking Andre, it does seem like he would have a wonky dick. Like, it, he just seems like the type,
like, he has many problems.
He does, yeah,
with his, so mm-hmm. It wouldn't be that,
yeah,
mental to assume.
Like, he definitely has one of those funny weird plunger dicks where, like, the bell end is way too big for how skinny the shaft is.
That
could be anything.
It could be anything.
It could be anything. But God bless him. So needless to say, this poor child had enough. Between the waterlogged head, pissing in the bed, and the father he wished was fucking dead, he was like, lads, I'm actually sick to my back fucking teeth of this shit.
Lizzie, snap it out with the fucking poetry here. I'm weak.
Thank you very much. A poet.
A very poet. Well put. Beautiful. Eloquent. 10 out of 10.
So he was like, right, lads, I've actually had enough of this shit. So he's like, things are going to start changing around here, okay? So once he got a little bit bigger, started filling out, like, a tiny little bit, started losing, like, his titty fat, he kind of became a bit of a big bastard in the playground.
I mean, mm-hmm. I probably would too.
And, like, I think...
I'm sorry.
Oh, but yeah, it's always the way.
Absolutely no
the
shame
little fucks
to this
that are
part.
Bullied end up getting bullied.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Or end up bullying, I mean.
But, like, he ended
they
up shedding.
The ones that turn into them.
He shedded the Baba nickname like that. And he then became known as Andre Silla or Andre the Strong. So by that, I'm thinking, like, did he just start, like, hammering the shit out of kids? But then at the same time, I think in his head, he thought witch strength would come popularity. But it was like, yeah, nothing of the sort, because everyone was like, no, man, yeah, well, okay, you must have been still a bit of a freak, like, we don't like you.
Yeah, you still have a wonky foreskin.
Yeah.
You can't lose that.
You're not losing
actually,
that
you
one.
You can,
but...
Probably frowned upon in Soviet Russia to do anything somewhat Jewish.
Yeah, and Andre was apparently, and I'm going to say apparently, because I have some opinions, anyway, he was apparently very highly intelligent, right? So he always received, like, top marks in all of his exams, and he was much bigger than all of the, like, local malnourished kids around him, right? So to him, he thought that he was destined for great things because, like, oh my God, I'm big and I have a big brain, okay? So man had opinions about himself. So
okay.
He thought, you know, I might possibly become a politician and lead the USSR to future glories. So he ended up going to Russia's most prestigious university to take an entrance exam. When I tell you this man fucked it big time. He made shite of it. Like, he failed it so bad. But he blamed it all on exhaustion. Right?
Big brain Baba couldn't sleep.
Yeah,
oh.
Get a grip. So, not the way we were saying before that, like, his parents were, like, really poor and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have the means to support himself. For whatever reason, he wasn't staying with his parents. Like, I know it was in, like, a little small shed shack type housing situation.
Yeah.
And he probably wanted, like, places to study or whatever, but he used to sleep at a train station, so I don't know what he thought he was assuming would be, like, a good thing, because you have heavy footfall coming through trains all the fucking time. The noise of trains all the time. Like, you're not going to find a peaceful place to study, and then also you're outside in the fucking freezing cold all the time, so get a grip. Like,
and every half an hour you have to listen to Please Mind the Gap.
So... he's like, right, okay, well, it has to be this because I got no sleep. I'm just so tired. And then he's like, oh, well, they definitely didn't let me in because my father was a prisoner of war.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, oh, fuck off.
He's bringing
that. Fuck's sake, man. You're just a thick cunt. Okay, you're smarter than all the fucking malnourished children in your hometown.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So we're lost.
Exactly. He just needs to get a grip, because I guarantee you a lot of those malnourished farm boys, because they were all farm boys, couldn't have given less of a continental fuck about going to school.
No,
shite.
They don't need to if
but
they're
I'm
going
sorry,
to be taking
if
over
they
farm.
Are farm boys, they're probably they don't have time to be fucking studying and
not.
Shit. They're also probably being pulled out of school to help with lemon and fucking planting grain.
Otherwise, their
shite,
family are legit going to starve.
Kind of
so
things.
Why the fuck would they give a shit about education in a time when it
and also
matter?
Malnutrition also affects your brain capacity. So if you're the only well-fed one, you have energy. They're all wrecked. You're saying you're wrecked, so you're stupid.
Yeah.
Then join the club.
Yeah,
you know
exactly. I'm permanently exhausted, but at least I know I'm slow because I'm slow.
Yeah, there you go.
Just admit who you are.
He needs to get
exactly.
Him. He just got notions because he was like,
yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying he was taking two short planks of wood. Like, I'm not saying that at all. But bold of him to assume that he's getting into Russia's most prestigious university.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm going to
do you know
so
what I mean?
Well. You know, like
sorry,
up.
I'm going to go become a lawyer because I had a slightly higher reading level than some of my fucking peers when I was young.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what
but
I mean?
Also, how big was the town that he was
very
living in?
Small.
Like, how big was the...
Like,
okay, so you're smarter than the 10 young lads that are the same age as you that are also half starved and also don't have time for school because they're out fucking helping with the Gavin.
Yeah. And you're not helping because you're clonking their fucking heads together all the time.
And also, was he getting good grades because he was doing his own homework or was he making someone else do it for him?
See, that's it. Do we have school records to base this on or just Andre being like... BDE for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But also, are we going on, like, because back then as well, like, a lot of times he didn't have tests. It was like, oh, he just was good at maths. So are we going on his teacher's word? Like, is there actual records that he did good in tests? And what were the tests? 2 + 2 = 4.
-1, that's three quick maths. It could be stupid.
Do you know what I mean?
Do we
like,
love
he probably
Mother
was,
Russia? Yes.
He was probably just basic.
That's you it. I mean? That's all you had to answer.
Like, the tests were definitely just not that hard because they had to be easy enough that the other kids could keep up. And he was like, well, I'm getting this easy. And it's like, well, yeah, because they're easy exams. Like, did you take practice exams from the Russian test?
Probably not.
Probably not. No.
You're dead fucking right.
Do exam papers, dummy.
But Andre ended up switching career paths and swapped politics with the hopes of bringing national glory to communications engineering, which he completed at a local tech school. So we've gone...
Sorry. From dreams of grandeur.
That's...
to like, this'll do.
To, I'm doing like computer science in fucking Shannon.
Like no tea,
which
no shade.
I'm not saying, I don't
like,
even know. I don't
no
even know if they do computer science.
Zero fucking.
But
change.
That's
literally.
It's like saying I'm going to Oxford and like I couldn't get in.
Absolutely not.
So
it's sure as shit not leader.
No,
of the USSR.
But it's like saying I'm
going to
go to Oxford or Harvard or some shit, and then be like,
road.
Actually, I couldn't get in. So I'm going to do an online course instead. And I'm also still fucking on real, by the way.
They missed out. Are you sure?
Do you know what I mean?
Like, did they really?
It's like, I'm so smart. I have a level 5 in social
You know those
studies.
Facebook quizzes? You know those Facebook quizzes? Just him versus, like, one of us.
Get so fucking mad.
Like, what's your IQ based on what your favourite
color
is?
We're like, let's read... we just make him do BuzzFeed quizzes and he gets, like, fucking Neville or some shit. We're like,
Anyway.
Anyways, sorry. Is he still alive?
Andre?
Because I mean, Peter is like right
could
there.
Sneak a computer into him. Not for any shady business. Like
we're like,
just do a quick test. We need to know, please. Thank you.
Like, could we get in contact with the people in the prison?
He died
before
we were even born.
He's dead, is he? That's annoying.
We can
he died young.
That's all I was. Actually, you know, I
he was like,
do that.
He did, because if
he's
35, like he's. He died.
When he died.
Yeah, but then he also grew up malnourished in Russia. Or the USSR during World War II.
So yeah. So, I mean...
Probably a great life expectancy. No, he probably lived maybe longer than he should have.
He was also, like, super gross as well, like, on the inside. And I feel like that ages
so.
You. Like, he was definitely withered.
Yeah, no, he really was withered.
Yeah, like, he was looking on the outside what he was like on the inside. Fact, like, it's a thing.
No, it's mental. If he grew up at a different time just looking at him, he could have just been in sketch comedy and everything would have been fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly.
Circumstances.
But when he was a young lad, he looked totally normal. But so as he got older, I think like the depravity just like... just fully started to show itself.
Like, you definitely do. You start to look like what you are on the inside the older you get. Like people who are real fucking evil, they get really ugly as they get older. Oh, he actually did look semi-normal.
It's the bad vibes.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Oh, not as a small child, though.
Did he?
Not as a small child, Christ, no. But, like, when he was,
like as
a
sort of a teenager into the early 20s, he was...
Yeah.
Ew, he was such a weird looking child.
But then he was, like, borderline handsome in the middle years, and then he got real fucking terrified again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, in the end, Madden's fucking widow peak was peaking.
It's the bit...
Like, it was bad. But... Like, obviously, no tea, no shade to somebody with a widow's peak. You know
it's
what I'm saying?
Because he'd be...
But
all tea, all shade to the serial killers and nobody else. We're 100%. Only slagging them.
100%.
It's because of the baby teeth as well. The teeth did not help. And also the... Vorophilia. Do you remember I told you, I was re-listening to the podcast recently, and there was one of the episodes I was talking about people who are into, like, watching
people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
So it was at this local tech school that Andre had his first sexual experience. So he thought things were... Well, that's a lie, because it's like, if you count the time that he got, like, an awkward hug off one of his friend's sisters, and he just cummed all in his pants. Like, an emergency. Like, oh, no, honestly... He did. No, he actually did.
No,
like, literally.
Like, he literally.
Was it an
awkward hug?
Ew, how are you awkward?
Like, probably one of those...
But how long did the hug last? Or was he just, like, ready to go?
He probably held on to her for a bit too long, and that's why it was awkward. You know what I mean?
The only one who's ever touched me like this is Mother.
So, like, unless you don't count that, then this is his first one. But God bless him, because, right, he met this one at school, right? And they tried to bump uglies at least 2 times. But bless him. Well, ew, no, not bless him. But Andre, like, he just couldn't get it up because the waterlogged head had also affected his ding-a-ling.
The between the jeans head.
That one.
That's like...
And, like, he was, like, so fucking embarrassed. And then he just, like, fixated on his impotence. Like, it's all he could think about. To the point that thinking, he wanted, like, to kill himself. Because he's like,
really,
what
are
am
such
I?
Fragile creatures, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Fragile.
Like,
they're what?
You have so many women, like, that their clits are being cut off and they're fucking not a word out with them. They're just like, yeah, whatever. And then there's men that, like, they can't get it up for half an hour and they're like, my masculinity means nothing. I must die.
Yeah.
Or kill the entire population of women instead.
Yeah.
Like, how fragile? How fucking fragile?
No, it's awful embarrassing.
It really is.
Like, not the fact that happens, because obviously that's an issue that happens to, like, some men. But, like...
Yeah, but for it to matter that much.
Yeah, to fact, like, that's all that you fixate on.
Yeah.
Like, there's other things.
It's not that big of a deal.
And I tell you, lads, man is... He's actually just a sick little fucking pig. So he is, because the stupid shit he ends up doing is that. Yeah, he turns his stomach, to be honest. But anyway. All because. In 1957, Fragile. He was drafted in for his military service. Somehow, we don't know how, nobody knows how, but word got out about his impotence, right? And when I tell you, it spread through the unit like
wildfire. It was the same kid that ratted him out for his foreskin.
But why is he telling people?
Like, I don't know if it's a thing that people just...
Like, why is he telling people?
Someone must have fucking said something.
I'd say it was your one. Your one was like, oh yeah, I tried to fuck Andre, but, like, he couldn't get it up. And then it just spread from
there.
That's so embarrassing, though. If I was him, I'd be like, yeah, she was just too ugly, or she smelled bad or something.
And
then
pretend
nothing.
When he was in college. Sure, he then got drafted into the military. Sure, how would they know? From her, like.
He's telling people.
He has to be.
Or he could have been muttering to himself or something, and somebody overheard and was like, lads, wait till I tell you what I just heard. You know, that's something, but to him, he didn't understand.
He must be telling people, like, he's confiding.
It's stupid of him to do that.
Since they're bunkmates... In the military, if he was desperately trying to have a wank and couldn't.
No, because wait till I tell you. Wait, I'll come to stuff about that later on, right?
Okay.
But, like, he was big and bold enough to assume that group torment was just like a childhood thing, and that it can't possibly happen in adulthood.
Oh no!
You know,
of course not.
Not at all. I think a grown man can't be bullied. Do it for fun.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Happens all the time.
You just get more creative as a bully when you get older.
Oh, 100%. 100%. And, like, during his 3-year military stint, Andre had gone on a date, right? And we can just... I think it's very safe to assume that he was just being a big fucking weirdo throughout. So at the very end of the night, she was like, nah, we're not seeing each other again. Obviously, don't know the context.
Like, he definitely brought up the fact that he was impotent, like... He definitely
I'm Andre, I'm impotent. My father was
a
prisoner.
Oh, FYI.
What's your name?
Have you...
I used to piss the bed until I was 15.
Also, my dick doesn't work at the minute. I'm not really sure what's going on.
These are my issues.
But what? He's definitely an oversharer. Like, I can relate because I also am. But he's definitely like a chronic one that he's like... There's an awkward silence and he's like, did you know that I have athlete's foot? Like, shut the fuck up, man.
Like, that's actually not how you make a conversation. I'm so sorry to tell
like,
you.
I can relate to it. I definitely overshare myself, but please.
Well, at the very end of the date, right, obviously when she was like, nah, bye-bye, he tried to like pull her in for a hug and she was like, you know, what the fuck are you doing? Get off me. I've just told you we're not going to see each other again. What are you doing thinking that you can hug me?
Yeah. He's trying to like trigger it.
Yeah. Oh, ew.
Trying to get it back.
Oh, my God. He at least got something out of the date. Stop.
Right.
That's definitely, he was like, if anything's going to get me going again, it's this. Be a hug.
But you know what? Because it fucking did. Because she was obviously fighting for her life, trying to get away from him.
Oh,
she
no.
She was like, ew, let me go to fuck. And like, the more that she was struggling, like, the older he was or like, you know, tighter he was holding on. But then the harder he was getting at, like, what? Seeing how much
I told you.
Yeah. Seeing her struggling, how distressed she was, he was like, oh my fucking God. And like, he honestly had like an epiphany moment, and it's when he first started linking like sex and violence together. Because when I tell you, this man absolutely gushed, like, he thought this was the best fucking thing that has ever happened to him thus far.
Do you want your fanny just crawls back up inside itself?
Yeah. Oh, mine has stitched itself back together.
It's gone. Like, I don't think I have one anymore.
No. Like a Barbie, bitch.
Like a Barbie. There's
nothing there. It's absolutely fucking septic.
I've literally like full body chills just listening to this. It's disgusting.
Oh, it's so dirty, lads, and it gets so much worse. Like, he's on it. When I say a sick little pig, I act. And this is before he starts doing any like really, really dodgy shit. And just like the stuff that he does in general, like just in life, I'm like, ew. You're a gross fucking man.
Fucking smell off you, Andre.
Honest to God, like. So after completing his military service, Andre returned to the Ukraine, where he made another attempt of having a relationship. But like the times before that, sure, your man could no more raise it. Could no more, right? I started going on a few dates with a few girls in like the village. Sure, but when he couldn't do anything with them, obviously they were gossiping amongst themselves, like down at the pub being like, oh my God, lads, went out with Andre last night, obviously went back to his, have a great time. No movement out of this thing. Might as well have been dead. Do you know what I mean? Like, girls gossip, and sure then didn't everybody in the bar know? Yet again, spread like wildfire, everybody in the village knew. And he became a fucking laughingstock once again. And once again, he tried to kill himself because he's like, oh my God, everybody in the village knows that I've a limp dick now and I just can't go on. But then his mum stopped him from hanging himself. And the pure embarrassment of everybody finding out that, one, no limp dick, then two, the fact that he tried to kill himself and failed. Like, he was actually beyond mortified that he moved out of the Ukraine forever and crossed the border into Rostov. He's like, I can't do this. I've embarrassed myself one too many times.
So relatable. Like, the amount of times I was like, I actually need to leave the country. But he actually was like, no, I'm leaving the country. Okay, like, this is so bad.
Watch me forever.
Like, this is really bad. Like, I actually need to leave the country. And he wasn't wrong. It was really bad.
Yeah.
Like, he did need to leave the country.
Like, everybody was laughing at him. Probably the old fucking geriatric grannies were laughing at him.
Oh, they're the ones who were really going to laugh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're making shite out of him. All the old ones.
My Michael and T89.
They know. It's a bit of a God help us case. But you remember before how you were like, oh, on about him like having a wanker or whatever? So at this point, right, he's a grown man. But when he crossed the border over to Rostov, apparently this is when he did it for the first time. So he had like apparently just like never...
He never fondled himself.
Even bothered. No, not at all. Which I find bizarre, and I feel like it's a little bit of a lie.
It has to be, because even like small children do it without realizing what they're properly doing. It's like a natural curiosity thing. It's just like, oh, what's this, you know? And then when you're going through puberty, I know like he couldn't really get hard, but he could. He knew, like, you know what I mean? I feel like that's just no way
a young lad went through his whole teen years
I don't believe it, but
at least once. Like, do you know?
But then, again, it's like, because he didn't have it, or apparently he didn't have a habit of doing it, because when he moved to Rostov and apparently did it for the first time, sure, the hooter couldn't fucking stop doing it. He was a chronic masturbator after this.
Yeah, actually, that actually makes sense. If you're in the bed with your mother for, like, 15 years of your life, and then you start sleeping in a train station, what time do you have for a wank?
I mean, are you not taking showers?
Look at
him. He can wander off.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming no. I'm assuming he never washed himself.
I mean, but then again, I guess, like, he probably, like...
Yeah.
That's... yeah, so he must not have been. Maybe he's actually telling the truth. It just... It baffles me. And no wonder he was so repressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very weird. Like, not weird, but bizarre. Like, I'm just like, oh.
Yeah.
That's... It's not weird, because if you don't... I think, obviously, you don't, like, that's your business, but, like... I just find it odd.
No,
that, like,
but it explains a lot as to why he was.
Yeah. Like, I don't know any young fella that wasn't like, yeah, I wanked like 5 times a day when I was a teenager, because you literally have to, because, like, you're just hard all the fucking time because of the hormones. So I'm like, you know what I mean?
He definitely was like just chronic boners all the time.
Oh, probably. Maybe.
Just like all the time, and he like couldn't figure out why.
Yeah, no, that's nuts. That's like, this is the part of the story that we're like, wow, that's insane. Like, he never had a wank.
Like, he would even, like, once he got going, like, he would do it out in public, and he would even do it in work.
Lovely.
Right? But this absolute fucking idiot would go into the woods on his lunch break and crack one out. Bold of him to assume that nobody would ever see him. Because obviously, someone's going to notice at one point.
Someone's going to notice, right? He goes away to the woods every lunchtime. Do you want to have a look and see what he's doing?
Yeah, somebody could have been doing something out the back and just be like,
yeah, what
the
fuck's going on? Or people just like walking their dogs and shit.
You know what I mean? But one day, Tradition, the group leader, spot him and loudly announced, like, man with a fucking foghorn, Andre goes into the woods to masturbate in front of everybody, and he becomes the laughing stock once again. But I'm sorry, you impotent simpleton, this is your fault this time.
In all fairness, like,
what do you expect when you do that in the woods? You're doing this out in public, like, you have nobody to blame.
I actually, at least go into the, I know, toilets. I'm not going to like him, like, in future, but I actually feel really bad for him at this stage. Like, this man cannot catch a break. He's literally left the country, and like, that's how much of a sad case he is, that his embarrassing name follows him to places that nobody even knows him. Like, you can literally reinvent yourself. I could move to fucking America and be whoever I wanted to be. But this saddle is so set in his ways that he can't stop being a lurk for 5 minutes.
Honestly. No, honestly.
It's genuinely tragic.
It's so fucking embarrassing. And this one, like, the other times, okay, not his fault. Genuinely not his fault. But now.
Like,
when you bring something like this upon yourself.
Imagine being known as the thing. Office bushwanker. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Sad.
Sad. So fucking sad. Such a sad case. And he's pushing 30 at this point. And when I tell you, man is neither 30, flirty, nor thriving. Okay, he's very much single. Has nothing going for him. Okay.
And he's nothing. Really embarrassing.
Very embarrassing. His sister's like, right, okay, like, come on. You need to get a grip. Right, I'm going to set you up with this absolutely fab one in the town over from you. She's great.
She didn't like her.
So her name
I
is
would
like,
be so thick at one of you if you did that to me.
Honestly, this is what I'm saying. That, like, that
you have
friend.
Put your friend into the trenches. That poor girl was set the fuck up.
Yeah. No, she was. But at the same time, she knew, like, later on in the story and stuff, like, she knows about dodgy shit that he has done, and she's just then like, oh, he's fine, he'll go to therapy, he'll be okay. Lies. Absolute lies. Oh, she's a bit of a dreadful bitch, to be honest. Not dreadful, but I'm like, come on, you simple fucking fool. But anyway. And her name was Faina. And no disrespect. No disrespect to this woman for her name.
But Chronic.
Wasn't her choice, but Chronic. Chronic.
Faina.
Faina.
Why do all of these names sound like a one screaming for their child in Limerick for their dinner? Like, Faina, come in for dinner, love.
So, things at the start seemed like they were going very well, because he wasn't pushy with, like, going to the bedroom and stuff, because, you know, he was such a conservative man and wanted to wait for men.
So respectful.
But realistically, we all know this guy who just wanted to trap her into the marriage way, and then for him to be like, oh, actually, guess what, dick don't work, sorry about that, you can't leave me now.
You just thought, like, I was being respectful, you know, fuck you, bitch.
Him and his little fat fingers be like, fuck you. I can see it and all. Dirty man.
Mm-hmm.
Now this part, right, this part really It makes me feel a little bit sick. And I mean like weak sick, where I'm like, right. So obviously he has an extensive history about not being able to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But they really wanted children. So do you want to know what they did?
Was he a cook? Was he a cook? He was definitely a cook.
No, it's so much worse. So basically, he'd have a wank onto her stomach, and then push it in with his fat little fingers.
No.
Yep.
Not even a turkey baster job, like.
No. Mm-mm-mm.
Just like poking it in.
Surprisingly.
It worked.
Surprisingly, this worked. Either that or Fiona had like a rumble and a fumble with the postman. Look, can't be said, don't know, it wasn't there. But by 1969, they had two children, Yuri and Ludmilla. But when how would a family to support? Andre went in search of a good job. And he became a Russian language teacher at a boarding school in his wife's hometown. And fucking obviously, this man made an awful teacher. He was way too awkward, too quiet. The kid hasn't, like, they had him sussed out straight away. They're like, nah, you're fucking weird. Look, Junior, beady eyes. Like, kids can tell. Kids can pick up on shit, like, so easily. Like, they can read vibes, as even stupid as that sounds. They can. But as well, it wouldn't be long before he proved them right. And even the teachers couldn't stand him. Like, he could never control his class. Like, they walked all over him. They saw him as lazy, as useless. Like, who are you? You can't control a bunch of teenagers. Get a grip.
Yeah, in all fairness.
Like, obviously, that can't be said. Like, I know some teachers, like, do have a fucking awful time because some kids are bastards.
Yeah.
Some are.
But I feel like here,
they're just like, okay, he's not doing anything to even try.
Yeah. I feel like it's not that hard to get kids in the Soviet Union into line, you know? That's kind of part of living in the Soviet Union, you know what I mean?
It's like, what? Well, when you live in a dictatorship, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it just kind of comes with the territory.
And the teachers also kind of got the creeps about him. They didn't know what it was. Like, nah, there's something funny with this lad. And, you know, like I said, it actually wouldn't be very long until he proved them absolutely right, because he showed them exactly just how much of a freak he was, because he ended up going on to commit a slew of sexual offences. So the very first being, he showed up at the girls' dormitories at night and was clearly seen cracking one out.
Fabulous.
Oh, a bunch of teenage girls. Yeah. During a school trip, while everyone was swimming in a river, Andre swam over to a 15-year-old girl who was just there minding her business, having fun, and began to molest her. And then only stopped because he heard girls scream, or like the girl started screaming and alerted the other students. And he scurried away then, like a little fucking rat. Man scarpered.
So embarrassing. Okay.
He also then slapped a female student a number of times until he was able to pop one out. And her parents didn't want to report this to police because they were afraid that it was going to be seen as, oh, well, sure, that's kind of like a weird kinky thing. Like, did she encourage him?
Mm.
That kind of shit. So they were just, right, okay, like, she's not in his class. He's not going next or near her. It's not, like, we're not doing anything about it. But even, like, the school knew about all of these incidences because they were reported on straight away. But because at the time, so basically, if an employer did, or if an employee did something wrong in Soviet Union during the day, right, the employer would also get in trouble. So it's seen as like, if, yeah, like, well, they're your responsibility, they're your employee, and you allowed this, for this shit to happen, especially then when it got to, or had to do stuff with kids, it was way, way fucking worse. So he would face punishment, but as would like his supervisors, the principal, fucking education board, all that kind of crap.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, okay, well, we're not going to be in fucking bother. Obviously, Soviet Russia, they're probably fucking, they're being sent straight to the fucking gulags,
so
potentially, with some shit like this. So they're like, right, okay, we're just going to allow him to diddle and fiddle his way through this fucking school, and we're just not going to say a single thing. We're going to zip, just keep super fucking quiet, and we're just going to politely request that he leave. Only on the basis that this won't be mentioned in his personal record at all. So I just do him a favour and fuck off. We obviously can't make you leave, but if you do leave, we're absolutely fine.
I don't remember reading about diddling in fucking Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto, to be honest.
No, maybe we skipped that chapter.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, big, long, boring book, but surprisingly nothing about diddling.
No. Shocked. Very crazy.
Shocked.
Then, once he was like, right, okay, lads, I'll do ye a favour, because it was a fucking favour to them. I'll fuck off. But sure, didn't he go and get a job at another school in Shakti as... he wasn't a teacher as per se, because it was like a tech school, so you're learning skills.
Yeah.
But he was teaching high schoolers how to mine. Like, going to the mines, like. Odd thing to have in a tech, but I suppose if you came from, like, big mining villages or big mining towns, maybe...
That's what I'm like, how did they teach that? They're like, here is rock, here is axe. This is how you swing it.
Pick, pick, pick. Yeah. I know. I couldn't tell you what it entailed.
Like, I am in no way saying that mining was not a hard and disgusting job, but, like, the technicalities of it, I feel like, they're fairly intuitive.
I wonder, is it a thing of, like, PE teachers, where he's just like, right, okay, lads, you go in here for an hour a week. I don't know. Could have been anything. Or maybe that was, like, the biggest employer, maybe, of the town where the school was. You know what I mean? Like, higher possibility of the kids leaving and doing that instead of, like, going to college or something. You know, could be anything. Could be anything.
Interesting.
But it wouldn't be long before he tried to diddle and fiddle his way through the school as well. Because, sick little fucking pig. Okay, so basically, this man was allowed to supervise dorms because the kids could stay over at the school if they wanted.
Yeah.
And okay. This was in 1978. Sorry, I forgot to say it. And a 15-year-old boy who was staying in the dorm that Andre was supervising woke up with his penis in Andre's mouth. Obviously, right? This poor young lad started screaming for his fucking life. And Andre scurried away yet again like a little fucking rat, right? But he returned like a few nights later to try and pull the same bullshit. But sure weren't all the lads in the dorm waiting for him as soon as he came in, because they knew for a fact that this creepy cunt was going to make an appearance. And he was forcefully removed from the room. So in my head, I'm like... They beat the shit out of this man. And he never came back to them.
Good.
Good fucking on them.
Honestly, bless those young lads, because, like, you don't hear stories of that all that often of them, like, banding together. You know what I mean? It's like, something like, oh yeah, fucking Mr. Chickatillo put my dick in his mouth. All the lads would be like, hi, you're gay. Do you know what I mean? These ones were actually like, no, that's fucking not on. Let's kick the shit
out of
them.
We're going to beat this man.
So, honestly, good on them.
Yeah. 10 out of 10, lads. Good job. And this was, of course, brought forward to the principal. And this principal was like, okay, no, you need to fucking leave. Told Andre's missus all about it. And she was trying to get him to go to therapy. But you're like, he was having none of it. He's hardly going to let his wife tell him what to do. You know what I mean? Because in his head, he was already working on his problem that stemmed from his impotence. Because for years, and I mean fucking years... This man kept on thinking about that woman that he met when he was in the army that he went on the date with.
Oh my god, get over it.
Get over it. Get over it is fucking right.
Like, you're actually a sad case.
A fucking sad God help us case.
Oh, I'm only into it when it's not consensual. Well, fucking, you should have done a better job hanging yourself then.
Yeah, go on, do it again.
Yeah.
We'll clap for you this time.
Mammy's not there to stop you. Go.
Fucking injured. Anyway. So he ended up buying himself like a little rape shack.
Lovely.
While he was living in Shakti, he was like, okay, well, I have ideas, big goals and aspirations. Let's just see if this works, you know? And he then became like concocting ideas of how he was going to lure women and little girls into said rape shack, right? So for like a lot of the young women, he'd like... promise them food, promise them drink, like a place to stay, would get them to do like weird sexual stuff to him that he wouldn't dare ask his wife to do because she'd probably poke him in the fucking eyes and tell him to get a grip.
Yeah.
But then he eventually lured 2 6-year-old girls in.
Oh, goodness.
And sexually assaulted them before letting them go. But his next victim would not be so lucky. So her name was Lena. She was 9 years old at the time, and she was just on a walk, taking an owl stroll, and she happened to bump into Andre when he was coming home from work. And for whatever reason, this man decided to start talking to a 9-year-old and making conversation with a child. big dirty paedophile. Like, you don't make, you're a grown man, like, you don't walk with the child and make conversation if they don't look like they're distressed. Like, if they're trying to walk, like, you don't, oh, hey, let's join. Let's have a cute walk together. Like,
unless the conversation begins with, where are your parents? You can't find them. Okay, I'll help you. Don't talk to the child. Leave the child alone.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Like, so fucking weird. But Lena was not sensing any danger coming from him at all. He was probably, like, Joe laying it on, like, really, really thick, pretending to be, like, this kind, nice man. And as they were chatting, she happened to drop into conversation, like, oh, does she really need to go to the toilet? And he tells her, oh, well, my house is just up the road. You can come in and use my toilet. Absolutely great. Child was probably delighted. Because, you know, I don't know, like, how far of a walk she had to have done. She's probably fucking so that she didn't have to go, like, behind a fucking tree or some shit. Like, or...
Yeah, like, when you're bursting out in the wilds, you like, you will go anywhere. So...
Oh, yeah.
Being offered somewhere to go, you're like, yes, thank you. I'm desperate.
Of course. Of course. But once inside, as soon as the door closed, he had tried to rape her. But he was unable to get an erection. And when I tell you, he was fucking fuming. Like, so red. That fucking mad, right? So he forced himself on her, breaking her hymen in the process. Ugh. And when she started to scream bloody fucking murder, he had the biggest orgasm of his life. Like, man saw the light. Like, this was the best thing that's ever happened to him. He then pulled a knife from his pocket and stabbed her into the stomach. The fear in her eyes and the blood-curdling scream she let out was all that he fucking needed. And he just now realised, this is the answer I've been looking for all this time. He found his key. And that was it. The key to our sexual gratification. And it was the fucking misfortune, misery and pain of women and small girls.
Yay!
I hate this man. Him and his beady fucking bitch eyes. Disgusting.
I'm literally, I once again sit here and ask myself, why do we do this?
Why? Why do we do it?
We
just
do.
Why?
Like, you know, I will say, I don't know the full details of Andre, so I was quite happy that we started with him. I knew the like, gist.
Yeah. Oh no, this man's gist, fucking awful.
But the actual, like, ins and outs of him.
And it's so much worse from here on out.
Yep.
So much worse.
Guess who gets to cover that? I do.
Who's gonna fucking hate her life? You will. It's gonna be horrendous.
Yay. I'm so happy about that. I'm so thrilled. Mm-hmm. Sick little fucking pig.
Sick little pig. See, lads, I told you. Sick little fucking pig.
Dirty pedophile.
Yep. So that is part one for Andre Chikatilo. That disgusting little man.
And the fact that his name makes me think of ABBA is very sad.
Oh, Savannah, don't do that.
It's, the whole time, my brain has just been like, Chikatita, you and I know. Oh, no. Great song, terrible man. Can't be doing it.
Mm-mm. Can't be doing it.
Well, that was fun.
You just feel... Yeah, it was. Entirely fun. Very fucking gross. Will say it did have a 10 out of 10 time at the very start.
Yes. It's always fun slagging their early life. It's when we get into the actual crimes that it's like, oh no, I now remember like, that we're actually talking about a true monster.
Yeah, and you're like, oh Christ.
Yeah.
I was having a great time, now I'm having a shit time, thanks.
Yeah. Like, was there a need for it to be this gruesome? No. No, there wasn't.
No. And yet again, it does. I cannot stress enough. It gets so much worse. So much worse.
Yeah. It rarely gets better, does it? Like, we never continue these stories. But then they found God and everything was fine. No.
Just big bag bullshit. Constantly. It's like we want... Did you ever hear this? What's that TikTok sound? It's like, I want problems. Always. That's us. That's us. It's like we look to be stressed out.
Yeah. I live in Spain, but the S is silent. That shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fully.
I don't know what to say. I actually don't.
Rarely are we left with much words when it comes to the very, very end.
Yeah.
Very rarely. But sure, look.
At least we're on brand.
We move.
with child murder.
Yeah, some things just don't change.
No.
New season, not new ones. This is just...
No, absolutely
how
not.
How it is.
Like...
The more updated version.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're just getting into the worst ones.
Upgrade 2.0. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like, we were saying that we have in our fucking Excel spreadsheet, that's color-coded anyway. The ones that are coming next, they're just... Not that we didn't cover horrific people last time, because we did. Like, there were some absolute sick little pigs on that. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
But it's just like, it's boom, boom, boom. Bad.
Yeah.
Horrible people.
Truly, we have picked the worst ones for this season, because they are also the best ones to talk about. So it's like...
Yeah.
It's a rock and a hard place. But that's what we get for deciding to be true crime podcasters. It's what we get.
Yeah. It's the torment.
It is. It comes with the territory. We did it to ourselves.
We did. We've nobody to blame.
No.
No. Nobody at all.
And even our chill episodes are not chill. They're not.
No. Because I can't remember who it was last time. It was like, oh yeah, no, this episode's actually... Oh no, it was me. I take it back. I was going to blame one of you, but it was actually myself. So now I'm actually just not going to speak on it. So,
no, because I remember exactly, because I think it was just me and you that did that episode, and I was like, you said this would be fun.
Yeah. And it was like a man running around pretending that he was a rapey werewolf. It was very embarrassing. Very embarrassing.
It was very much not fun. I mean, it was a really fun episode, but it was like much more traumatic than like I was expecting it to be.
It's like my brain had just like been like, oh, this never happened.
Yeah. Like, we'll take in my head, I was like,
oh, you know, it's kind of funny. Like, ha ha ha.
I was like Aqua Tofana, and you were like, murder, rip them apart limb by limb.
Kids and all. It was bad.
With his magic devil belt.
It was bad.
Oh, truly.
It was bad. Mm. I wish I had something lighthearted. I do. I don't, but I do. So we're just going to, right, clear the brain fog, pretend that we just didn't read that sick little paragraph about this absolute rap bandage. Mm-hmm. One of my little boys in school asked me to be his Valentine on Valentine's Day and give me a rose, and I was like, it screamed in this child's face. I was like, of course I will.
That is so cute.
Yeah. Aww. So fucking cute. So fucking cute. So bless him. So we're gonna have a happy note and Cuiva's fab jumper that I've been eyeing up this entire time.
It just looks comfy, so
as
cuddly.
Fuck.
It's so fucking comfy. It's like
it's fleecy, isn't it?
Where I got it. Yeah. I got it on ASOS, I think.
Oh, nice one.
So aside from your little child Valentine and Cuiva's cuddly jumper, I don't think there really is anything else. I mean, like, obviously, yeah, we've been gone. There's been both good and no reasons for it. There's just been a lot going on. Life happened, Christmas happened, and then time just got away from us. And we decided we would come back with season two, fully prepared, and take the time that it actually took to like get properly ready to come back every week.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it. Yeah, there's nothing else. All good things. Fucking more positive vibes for 2022 than we've had for the last 2 years.
But apparently Aaron Holm, do you not have to wear masks anymore?
Me? You do.
It's on the 28th of February, though.
Oh, why did I think it already happened?
No, I'm fairly sure we still have to wear them. Like, I could be wrong now, but I haven't heard anything about not wearing masks.
Because I get, like
everything
news
is back to normal.
From Ireland. It said on the 28th of February, you're abolishing masks and you're getting rid of the...
I remember Ma saying something about no masks from something. Obviously, I don't know where to hear that, like, but...
Yeah. No, I heard it as well.
Couldn't tell you.
And that, like, you don't need to be vaccinated.
I just generally don't keep up to date with it.
All of that crack. But I said, it kind of makes sense since the whole country is fucking had COVID now.
I just don't keep up to date with news. Like, I'm like, okay, someone will tell me the day before, oh, you don't need to wear a mask. And I'll be like, okay. Mm.
Yeah, because I feel like if you look at that constantly, when it's just the same shit, every single day, COVID numbers, every single day, it's just fucking, it's no good feeling.
Yeah, no. I genuinely feel like that the people that are finding it harder than others, like, I haven't found it that hard because I'm like, I don't keep up to date with shit. Like, obviously stuff that's like important
or like
an inconvenience, but like, I'm not looking at numbers and shit like that. Like, I'm doing my own thing and doing what I'm told and simple fucking ass.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it. Like, it's, we're just gonna have to live with it now. It's it, plain and simple.
Following the rules and getting tested when I need to and whatever else. doing my quarantine, all that.
Get your fucking jobs.
But I'm not, like, I don't understand people who are like, oh, I need to know what numbers are, like, why do you, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, it literally doesn't.
It really doesn't matter.
Knowing the numbers and watching them go up and being like, oh, the pubs are going to close or whatever, it's not helpful.
No.
No.
If it happens, it happens.
Because they're going to close regardless. All you're doing is stressing yourself out.
Yeah.
No, I'm no, the very same. I've stopped following all of that because, like, I was chronic for it. Like, I'm sure we've mentioned it on the podcast before that, like, I was one of the people that was very much affected by the fear-mongering at the start because I'm a chronically ill bitch. So, of course, that was going to scare the shit out of me. And I literally, I locked myself in my room for 3 months. I would not leave. I wouldn't go near anybody because I was so afraid of the virus. And now I'm literally, like, a couple of weeks ago, I was actively trying to get it just so I could be over and done with it.
Like, see, yeah, see what I mean? Like,
yeah. I'm like, it's a complete 180. Like, I just don't fucking care anymore. I don't. Like, if I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. If I die, I die. Whatever. What difference does it make? If it's going to get me, it's going to get
there's
me.
There's nothing you can do. Exactly. No, yeah, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. And can say as well, weirdly, no side effects from the vaccine. Isn't that mad? From the old microchip that Bill Gates put in me. Hasn't activated it yet.
Like, even watching, like, the politicians doing announcements of, like, oh, this is what's changing now, and, like, oh, this is what's going to happen, like, the new regulations. Hmm. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They're going to... I don't care. I'm not watching fucking... I'm not watching it. I don't care. Like, there's no need to. The rules genuinely just didn't change. It was just a case of where you couldn't go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when things close.
Just put your mask on and go to the place at whatever time and go home when you're told to go home, and simple as. And
just deal with it.
I was probably the least stressed person in regards to this whole thing because I didn't feel
And as well, like, I, at the time, like, I was obviously back home and in my old job, but, like, I was working throughout, so, like, nothing really had changed.
Yeah.
For me, like, I was seeing people all the time, was working.
No,
you know what I mean? Yeah, so it would be definitely different for I definitely probably would have been different if I wasn't working full time, but I worked the whole way through.
Yeah.
Which is shit on one end, but it's also, it kept me occupied.
Yeah.
Kept you sane though as well, yeah.
That's it. For the first, like, half of COVID, I was unemployed. I lost my job because of COVID. I was one of them lucky bastards. So, yeah, the first half of it was truly chronic. Like, I couldn't go outside. I couldn't see any people. I wasn't working. I had no money. It was horrendous. It was. But then as soon as I, like that, I got full time work, and the only way it really affected me is I had to wear a mask and work and make sure the customers that were coming in were masked up, and, like, if they were sitting in to eat or whatever, I had to check that they were vaccinated, that kind of thing. After that, like, you kind of do, you're like, it's literally fine. Like, it's fine. Half of the staff got COVID. They were fine. They have no adverse side effects from it. Yes, it's going to happen to some people, but that can happen to anyone because of anything. We just have to deal with it.
Yeah, exactly.
We move on. You know, there's other shit happening in the world right now that's more fucking important than COVID, and we need to just let it go. Let it fucking go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
So over. Like, beyond... I just couldn't give a shit, like.
Yeah.
Do you know a lot of my kids haven't seen my face? Like, and I just find that bizarre, especially when you're, like, you're with, like, children at, like, a small age, because, like, even when you're, like, saying stuff, sometimes they have to, like, see your mouth, like, to, like, enunciate and stuff. You know what I mean? Sure, they can't, like.
Yeah.
And you can't change that. Or even just, I feel like you can't see much. Like, you can only see your eyes. And, like, your facial expressions tell so much.
Yeah.
Especially then when you're, like, a child that's developed. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's just, it's bizarre. Like, so many of them haven't seen my face.
Yeah.
So many of them. It's weird, like.
It is genuinely mad. Like, even there's some co-workers, like, but they took a couple of times of seeing them without a mask on. Like, outside of work.
For you to recognise who they are.
Them. Yeah. Big COVID tangent there for a second, but, yeah, we haven't talked about it in a while. Like, we stopped mentioning it at all, aside from the little fucking thing at the end of the podcast. Like, so that was a thing that needed to be discussed between us, I think. Sadly, there's no vaccine for psychopaths. So we will be back talking about that fucking prick next week. Where
I mean, there's one called the lethal injection. I'm leaving it there.
I mean, it stops them from happening. Stops them from continuing. It doesn't stop them from happening.
Yeah, fair enough, fair point.
Less of a vaccine than a cure, we'll say. But yeah.
Very true.
Yeah, we will be back next week with part 2 and all of the horrendous crimes that I
as we all know, love covering. We'll see everyone then. We hope everyone, that if anyone at all comes back from our old listener base, we welcome you back and we're glad you stuck with us. And anyone that's joining new, because we're seemingly a new podcast, but it's not, it's just season two, then welcome. We are very chaotic and we hope you enjoy that. I would like to wish everyone, even though nobody cares anymore, some positive vibes and negative tests, and always be a hypocrite.
Don't forget to tense your ankles
and join our club.